and welcome to the Pinch of Magic podcast with me, Rebecca Anuin. So today we are going to be looking at the energy of Beltane, the festival that, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, is celebrated on May 1st. Now, Beltane and Samhain sit at opposite sides of the Celtic calendar, the Wheel of the Year, and these are my favourite festivals. They are when the energy feels the most potent around us. So wherever you are, just have a feel into the energy. I mean, today, as I record this, the energy is very, very different. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, which is a vast contrast to the grey, dreary rain that we've been having. But Beltane marks that point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. The world around us is waking up. As I went for a walk this morning, you know, the daffodils are dying back, but the bluebells are coming out. There's lots of other yellow flowers around. Dandelions are everywhere. The hawthorn bushes, they're coming out into leaf right now. Everything just feels rich and fertile. And that's the celebration of Beltane. So when we have Beltane, it's like it's fertile energy. The world around us is waking up. It's becoming alive. The insects are out. I've noticed the bees are buzzing around right now. The energy is really potent. And like I said, at the other end, when we have Samhain, it's a different kind of potency because we are going inwards. The energy is introspective, whereas right now, everything is feeling very fertile and extroverted. So just notice how you're feeling that within yourself. Perhaps you're feeling like, yes, it's time to get stuff done. I do feel that shift in energy. I am ready to go. Or maybe you're like, oh, nature, calm yourself down. I still feel a little bit sleepy. So I love working with the Sabbats because it gives us a moment just to check in with ourselves. Like every 6 weeks, we just get to go, how am I feeling right now? How is the world around me changing right now? What does this mean for me? How is my physical energy feeling? How is my emotional landscape feeling? Because right now is the time to celebrate fertility, growth, vitality, which reflects that time to ignite your inner fire and courage. Now, if you think about some of the symbolism around Beltane, we have the May Queen, the Green Man, we have maypoles, young maidens dancing around that very phallic symbol. You know, it's the union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, resulting in life and abundance. Like I said, the earth around us right now is teeming with growth and fertility. Even when I was driving to school this morning, there was a couple of sheep in the road. And I was like, oh, okay, life is everywhere right now. It's a season to celebrate passion, creativity. It's time to step into our fearless energy, the courageous energy, but also to let the abundance of life hold us, to embrace that richness, that fullness of life. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you various ways that you can connect with the energy of Beltane. I'm even going to share some journal prompts with you because, you know, love a little bit of journaling. But also, if you would really like to explore this energy of Beltane in more detail, over on the Pinch of Magic app, link in the show notes, we're doing a 13-day countdown. So this is 13 days to go. And then I'll just give you a rough outline of the other mini podcasts that are only between like 5-10 minutes long, just to give you a little taste of the energy of Beltane as we lead up to Beltane. And then on Beltane Eve, I'll also be sharing with you a ritual that you could do or, you know, make it suitable for yourself to do to celebrate Beltane. And I do a virtual red tent. So it's just a recording where you listen and I share some poetry to connect with the energy. I'll do another meditation with you, draw some oracle cards. And it's just a really lovely way just to receive and just relax. So the topics that we'll be covering over the next 13 days, we're going to dive into fire magic because, of course, Beltane is, you know, full of fire magic. The fairy realm, we're going to look at the fairies. Do love the fairies. We're going to look at Beltane history and the stories associated with Beltane. We'll be looking at plants and herbs, different crafts to connect you with Beltane. We'll be looking at the maypole, of course. Have you ever danced around a maypole? I remember, this is so random, in my hometown when I was little, could have only been like 7 or 8, we used to do maypole dancing. And I actually came like second, I think, 1 year. So yeah, I don't know whether, I don't see any maypole dancing where I am now, but yeah, it definitely is a thing. Different Beltane foods and feasts, because again, it's like celebrating the abundance of the land. We'll be looking at love and fertility magic, divination practices, music, dance, again, tapping into the energy of celebration, the night of the witches, sharing stories of this time of the year. And then we're going to have a Beltane ritual that I mentioned, something to really focus on the idea of like protecting what you have, prosperity and fertility. One of the things I often think about with Beltane, you know, Celts love a good fire, but fire is very much associated with Beltane because there was a practice of having bonfires and having the cattle move like in between the bonfire. And it was seen as a way of like purification and like good omen for the year ahead. But actually what we know today is walking them through like a corridor of fires, that smoke actually would have killed off all of like the, I don't know, bugs and ticks and, you know, whatever it is cattle would have had on them to make them healthier, to get them through the season. So a lot of these old practices, at the time, they wouldn't have had the knowledge that we have today. And today we can go, oh yeah, actually that would have protected the cattle and got rid of some of the, you know, any cattle folk out there might be able to help me out, some of the bugs that wouldn't have been good for the cattle's health. And so whilst it's like, oh yeah, the fires, that they are very cleansing, it's like they are very practical too. So whilst, you know, we can be like, oh, the, you know, the mysteries and, you know, the magic of all of these things, it's magic, absolutely, connecting to the power of the land, but it's also incredibly practical as well. So let's have a look at different ways of connecting with this very potent energy. One of the first things you might want to consider doing is setting up an altar, a space dedicated to honour the energy of Beltane. You might want to incorporate symbols of fertility, of growth, of vitality. Maybe that looks like fresh flowers, could be candles in the colours right now. Like I say, everything's very green, very yellow. Crystals, green, yellow crystals again, maybe some malachite symbols or animals or gods or goddesses that you associate with this time of year. Now, the hawthorn is very much associated with this time of year, but don't bring hawthorn into your house. It upsets the fairies. So bring in like the flowers and the greenery, but not the hawthorn. You might want to spend some time meditating on the energy of growth. Personal growth, growth in a particular area of your life, growth of your dreams and desires. And think about what the idea of growth means to you. I noticed like a couple of weeks ago, as I was driving, the hedges were very, very twiggy. You know, they were just very brown and twiggy. And now, you know, and then what you have is the flowers of the blackthorn coming through. And the flowers of the blackthorn and the hawthorn look very similar. But here's how you can tell the difference. The blackthorn has a flower and then it has a leaf. The hawthorn has its leaf and then it has its flower. So there was a lot of white in the hedgerows because the flowers were coming through of the blackthorn, but it was still very twiggy. Now when I drive, all of the hedgerows are looking really lush and green because the hawthorn leaves are coming out and the blackthorn leaves out. There are some flowers around at the moment, but where I am at the moment, not many hawthorn flowers. So it's very, very green and lush. So focusing on that energy of growth, where is it that you want that lushness and that growth that comes on pretty quickly? You know, it was like one day I was driving and everything was brown and twiggy. Now I'm driving and everything is like green, lush and vibrant. So just like that, things can change. So where do you want that kind of growth in your life right now? This one, oh my goodness, I again, without wanting to sound terribly British, and I apologise, the sun is shining today. I was out and I didn't have a raincoat with me, wasn't fighting the wind in my face. But this is the energy right now of visualising warmth and imagining the sun nourishing and nurturing your goals and aspirations. Because one of the things that I think is very special about the sun is that it has this incredible ability to not only relax us, it can also energize us at the same time. So where do you want that energy in your life? Like that joy and ease of expansiveness, but without hustle. It's like around us right now, nature is naturally waking up. We're not having to do anything. We're not having to set alarm clocks for her. We're not having to remind her. It's just the ease of that happening and the opening and the blooming of things. Where can you allow that same kind of like sunshine energy? So to like visualize that energy for your goals, your dreams, your desires, your aspirations, and allowing them to flourish. And to help you do that, to meditate on the growth and to visualize the warmth, spend some time in nature. Even if it's like tending to a pot plant you have at home or looking at images on your computer if you can't get out into nature right now. But I was noticing yesterday, I was walking somewhere and along the brickwork, I was actually in town, and as I was walking along, I don't know what the little flowers were called, but when we were kids, we used to call them snapdragons because they look like little dragons. And if you pinch the back of them, it's like their little tongue pops out. These little tiny purple flowers. But they were like 5 foot in the air coming out of the brickwork of this wall. And it's like, so just having a look at how resilient nature is right now. And if you can, get out into nature. Oh, like to a park or up into the hills or just wherever you feel really good and comfortable. And connect to that energy of nature. Appreciate the beauty. Look at the world, how it's changing around you. Does it look different from 2 weeks ago? Does it look different from a few days ago? I notice even my herbs right now, my lemon balm has suddenly gone crazy. My mint is just starting to wake up. And it's like all of this richness around you. How do you feel that within your own body? And so other ways that you can connect to this power of Beltane is to light a fire. Beltane is a fire festival. So lighting a fire, whether it's a big bonfire, whether it's a candle, whether it's, you know, toasting marshmallows with your friends around a campfire, it doesn't matter. But it's just like igniting that energy of the fire within you. And as you light those fires, set your intentions to embrace that fearless spirit of Beltane, to let go of inhibitions that are holding you back. And it's just like, and leaping, it's that energy of leaping and going for it. Equally, maybe you feel called to do something more creative, this time of creativity. And so express your passions, whether it's painting, writing, dancing, singing, whatever it may be, but connect to that act of creation in this fertile energy to help you manifest your desires. So I just want to share with you some journal prompts or just some things to think about and connect with. So I've got a few down here. Obviously, this is a great time of manifestation. So as we set our intentions, write about something that you wish to manifest in your life. How can you align your actions over the next few weeks as we get closer to Beltane to really bring this desire to fruition? And remember to do it with that energy of boldness, of bravery, of imagine like you're a little seed all snug in the soil and you're like, oh, having a nice little snooze and you're quite comfortable with your life. And then suddenly you feel this desire to break out of this, the husk of the seed, and suddenly you're plunged into the earth. And it's like damp and dark, and you're like, oh my God, you know, you're nice and cozy before, and now you're into this soil. But you carry on, you're like, I've committed, and you carry on moving up through the soil. And, you know, you kind of get used to the darkness and the little worms coming past you. And then you break through the soil and you're like, holy broomsticks, what is going on? You know, and it's bright and it's noisy and there's, you know, people walking past you and birds trying to eat you and all sorts of things going on. And but you're like, oh, okay, this is uncomfortable, but you do it. Okay. And now in this energy of Beltane, you're growing, your leaves are stretching out, you're reaching for the sunshine and going, oh gosh, this feels amazing. Yeah. So it's having that bravery to say yes to yourself. So what is it you need to say yes to? So journaling around, like manifesting those desires, what can you do? What is that bold action that you can take to say yes to yourself and like bask in the sun, even if you're really comfortable being a little seed and you're going through these stages of growth and you're like, oh my goodness. But this is the energy to really push you forward. Beltane is also very much about the senses, everything waking up. There's like so much more smells and fragrances and, you know, like the different temperatures and textures around us. So describe your ideal sensory day. What sense, sight, sound, taste, touches would that include? How can these sensory experiences enhance your connection with the natural world? Because one of the things when we, you know that phrase, come back to your senses. It's a really important phrase because we spend so much time out of our body, disconnected to our humanness because of, you know, justifiably so, overwhelm, comparison, traumas. Our body can be quite an uncomfortable place to be. And yet that's where we're the safest. When we're in our body, we can connect to our intuition. When we're in our body, we are less at the whims of other people's desires for us because we are in our own senses. So what can you do to come back to your senses? You could create a sensory walk, you know, go on a walk, notice all the things that are coming out and have a smell of some of the like the beautiful fragrances or touch some of the leaves that, you know, obviously, you know, are safe on, you're not allergic to. And feel like the sun on your cheeks or the wind in your hair or whatever it is. But just really connect to that sensory sense of self to come back to your own magnificence. Fire, we talked about fire, symbolising purification, generally of the cattle, and renewal. But reflect on what you would like to burn away in your life to make space for new growth. And once you've made that space, what passions, desires, dreams would you like to fill that space with? So what are you ready to burn away, to let go of? Blossoming, creative blossoming. Beltane is a celebration of fertility and creativity that we've mentioned. So perhaps you want to start a creative project in your journal. Perhaps that could look like a poem. It could be a very short story. It could be a sketch. But just let the energy of creation flow without judgment. What wants to be expressed from your inner inspiration right now? And then obviously we have to talk about one little journal prompt around growth. Everything is growing around us right now. So reflect on the last year and write about the growth that you've experienced since last May, last Beltane. What challenges have you overcome? What lessons have you learned? And how have these experiences shaped who you are today? Now, when we look around at nature, it just keeps going. But sometimes things die back. Sometimes things are removed. Sometimes things are put in their place. And so where have those things happened to you as well? What have you lost and grieved over the past year? What have you gained and celebrated over the past year? What didn't go as planned? What went better as planned? How have all of those events, how have all those situations shaped you? And then finally, one other practice to add to your list of ways to celebrate Beltane is gratitude. To reflect on the abundance in your life and to express gratitude for all that you have, all that you've received, as this energy not only aligns you with that abundance and growth energy of Beltane, but it also helps you to attract more abundance into your life. So I would love to know, what are you going to try over the next couple of weeks to connect you with the energy of Beltane? Perhaps you'll come and join us for our 13 days of Beltane. Perhaps you will do some of the journal prompts, create an altar, meditate on growth, visualize that warmth, go for a walk and just notice, look, listen, touch, and really experience the nature around us. Perhaps you will light a fire, share a fire with friends, with family, with yourself, whether it's a bonfire, whether it's a candle, whether it's just that idea of having a ritual and burning away those things that you no longer need. Perhaps you'll finally say yes to embracing that creative aspect within you. Whatever you decide, I would love for you to let us know, whether you come over into our community, whether you, if you're listening to this on Spotify, whether you pop a comment in the Spotify, or come and message me over on Instagram. I love hearing what you are up to and how you're embracing all of these energies. So come and share with us and have fun and enjoy this vibrant, abundant, creative, fertile, rich. I mean, oh, all of those words, they're so fantastic, aren't they? As we connect to this season. So thank you very much for joining me. I hope you love Beltane as much as I do. Like I say, I have three favourite festivals. I mean, three out of five. I'm doing pretty well. Beltane, Samhain and Lammas. Something about those three festivals, they're so rich and potent, and the colours and the vibrancy. I mean, all the other ones are lovely as well, but those are my top three. So you can also let me know which your favourites are too. But if you're a Beltane fan like me, do come and join us. And also, over on the Pinch of Magic app, if you don't want to do the 13 days, or if you don't want to do anything significant, I do share each Monday. I share like little journal prompts or rituals that you can do, or affirmations. And over the next couple of weeks, obviously, they'll be gearing up to Beltane. So if you just want a little pinch of Beltane in your day, not a whole 13-day epic, even though it'll be super fun, do come and have a look on the Pinch Magic app, because there'll be just a little affirmation for you to play with, or a little journal prompt for you to consider. So thank you for joining me, and I will speak to you again very soon.